Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Thank you, everyone. Welcome to Heater Newman Gym. The JV game still in progress right now as we get ready for a varsity game between the Grants Pass Cavemen, who are hosting the South Eugene Axe tonight here at Heater Newman Gym. Plenty of time to get to the gymnasium tonight. Pretty good JV crowd on hand here. The band is in place. Promises to be an exciting night of caveman basketball. Around the Southwest Conference, there are a couple of other games going on right now that we'll be talking about throughout tonight. And as the conference season progresses, because tonight is the opening game of the Southwest Conference. In Medford, South Panthers are welcoming the Sheldon Irish. And in Roseburg, the Willamette Wolverines are playing. So those are two games within the contest right now within the Southwest Conference. The South Eugene Axe here early in the season are at the top of the conference standings, but it's pretty early for that to happen. They come in with an 8-4 record compared to Grants Pass's 4-8. All right, that's the scene here with the JV game right now, with the JV up by about 9 points with 2:20 to play in that contest. Right now, we'll ask you to stay tuned for a word with head coach Joel Jesse after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Who's trying to stretch their budget this January? That's pretty much all of us. That's why Abby's is offering this giant pizza that can feed up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hungry people for less than $27. Now, that's an Abby's budget stretching deal. Worried about a no-fun January? Not at Abby's. Dine on our bacon cheddar special. It's delicious and loaded with toppings and real cheese. Plus, it's on sale, and the kids can play some video games. Enjoy fun January at your local Abby's.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Time now for a word with head coach Joel Jesse Curtis. We are good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. And, Coach, how's your team rebounded from last Tuesday's loss?
Had a really good couple of practice, a lot of good conversations with some of our boys, and got them dialed in. I feel like we're battle-tested, even though we really wanted to win that Summit game. It wasn't our goal to, You know, our goal is always to win games, but our goal is to win league. And so our boys have bounced back. We figured out some things on, we've really scouted South Eugene really, really hard. And so we feel like we're ready to start. We feel like we're ready to start the season.
Well, there are a couple of instances last Tuesday night that had they gone the other way, could have made a big difference at the end of that basketball game. And I assume that you've addressed those.
Yeah, 100%. You know, our turnovers obviously were a lot better than what they have been in the past, but you know, our focus is being able to lock up on defense and also rebound the basketball. And that was probably our biggest issue that last game, was as we gave the other team way too many second chance points, and it's hard to compete at the varsity level when you give teams 2 to 3 opportunities to score in a possession.
Rebounding was my very next question, Coach. You always beat me to the punch there, but how do you go about that? Is it positioning? Is it boxing out?
You know, rebounding, in my opinion, Chuck, as a coach, and even when I played, has everything to do with heart. You know, I didn't think some of the best rebounders in the history of the game, you know, weren't super talented. They were just super gritty, and that's what we're trying to get our boys to understand and learn, is that, you know, you don't have to be 6'7" to be a great rebounder. You can be a guard and you can rebound too. And so we've addressed those issues. We understand that if we give them a second opportunity to score, it's going to be a rebound kick out to the three-pointer, and they've got some really good shooters on their team.
All right, we saw Hart hit the three-pointer 4 times from long range last Tuesday night. Who else is going to shoot the three for you?
You know, Grady McKittrick going into the season, I thought would have been our best shooter. I do feel that he will get there. He's just been struggling a little bit with having some confidence, and I think that's one of the things that we hopefully address this week. In practice, he shot it really, really well, looked really good. You know, between those two, those guys are our shooters, but we'll rely heavily upon Zach DeShane, Jordan Rosetta, and Kingston Conley. Really stepped up last game. The last two to three games, Kingston started finally getting into his groove and getting to the rim, and we'll be looking at getting to the rim a lot on this team. They're tall, but they don't like pressure, and they do not like physicality.
Kingston was impressive. That's the first time I'd really seen him on a basketball court, and just his athleticism. And his, do you measure vertical leap? Because he's got one.
Yeah, he's got a great one. He, you know, in practice he can dunk. You know, he lost a year in basketball due to his torn ACL. You know, this summer when he played, I could only play him for 4 minutes for one game, and that was it. And so, like, the development part on his part is, you know, he's just way far behind. He lost a year in basketball this summer. He only could play 4 minutes. So, you know, Kingston's going to get better and better as the season progresses. And especially next year, he'll probably be one of our best players with him and Jordan leading the way. And so, you know, I expect Kingston through league, for us to be successful, he's going to have to score for us.
All right. Well, we'll see who scores next. First of all, though, we want to talk about the Axe out of South Eugene. We'll do that when we come back right after this word from Kelly's Automotive Services.
We've had a lot of rain this year and a lot more people struggling to make ends meet. But we're happy to announce that the 14th annual Wipeout Hunger Drive at Kelly's Automotive Service will start on January 13th. If you bring in 40 ounces or more peanut, sun, soy, or almond butter and 10 or more ounces of jelly to either the Grants Pass or Medford location of Kelly's, we'll exchange that food for wiper blades installed up to $35 in value. Wipeout Hunger ends on February 7th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Coach, earlier you said that you've scouted this South Eugene team. You saw them last year, split with them last year. But we know they're tough. They beat that Summit squad by about 4 points earlier in the season. What do you expect from South Eugene tonight?
You know, South Eugene just has a bunch of really, really good shooters. They're really the opposite of us. They're an offensive team, and we're a defensive team. And so, you know, one of our jobs defensively is going to be able to make, you know, our job will be to make everything difficult for them to score, not allow them to get into a rhythm, put a lot of pressure on them early. You know, the Yoder kid is, you know, in the games that we watched that Summit game, we watched South Eugene and Summit as a scouting film. You know, they hit lots of shots, very, very good touch. They don't miss a lot, you know, so for us to be able to defend them at a high level, we've changed some things on our defense a little bit. You won't see us switching as much tonight. We're going to stay home on some players and be a little bit more physical with them and see how they respond to that.
You mentioned Yoder. We saw him last year. They've got another shooter by the name of Hawes, who was, I think, their high scorer last year. How about him?
You know, Levi, from what I see, Levi has a boot on, as you can see right there on the bench. So we don't know, you know, if he's playing or not, if he's just using that boot right now as a, you know, as a precautionary thing before the game. But, you know, we're preparing for him. But when we saw him walk in the gym tonight, I saw them with that there. So if he is playing this evening, we definitely, him and Yoder will be our two focuses on the defensive side for sure.
All right, Coach, one key to tonight's game: rebounding, shooting, defense. One of those three.
You know, really, shooting wise, we're not a great shooting team. We try to get to the rim quite a bit. Tim Hart, obviously, as you can tell, he shoots 40 footers and he can hit them. He's practiced them a lot, but for us, it's going to be being able to lock up, limit the second shot on the offensive side, which translates into rebounding. Yeah. So if we can defend well and wall off really well and rebound the ball really well, I think it'll end up 1-0 in the conference and start heading towards our goal. It's a biggest game of our season right now. We've been preaching it now for about 8 months, and here it is.
Conference game number one, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I always ask for one. He always gives me three. Coach, thank you very much, and best of luck to you. To all of you, stay tuned. We'll be back right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Looking for a local, trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to have you here with us here. About 30 seconds left in the JV game, and as that action continues, I'll let you know the Grants Pass Cavemen are up right now by about 7 points, 49-42, as the clock continues to run here. Tonight's lineup, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. They have it all, doors, lumber, decking, where Dell Road meets the Redwood Highway. Just grab your project list and head to Farmers. We'll speculate. Once again, we've not confirmed this, but we have a pretty good idea. First of all, for the Grants Pass Cavemen, certainly Kingston Connolly at 6 foot will get the start tonight. Was the leading scorer last Tuesday. Picked up, I believe, 17 points. And he'll be followed by Jordan Rosetta. Connolly at 6 foot does play taller than that. Jordan Rosetta will certainly get the start. He had 15 points. He's a 6'5 sophomore. Tim Hart had 12 on those 4 three-pointers that were just monster shots. Zach DeShane will also get the start. So those are certainly the top four. The fifth will either be Jameis Traylor or Grady McKittrick, either one. And we'll see when that is announced. And we'll talk about the Axe of South Eugene when we come back right after this from Farmers Building Supply.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back. Now, some speculation about the starting lineup for the South Eugene Axe. We talked with head coach Jesse about Levi Hawes. Now, last year in two games, mind you, he had 34 points against Grants Pass and was hit 66% of his free throws. He is a 6'4 senior. We saw during the halftime of the JV game, most of the other varsity teams will get out and take some shots to see how the floor feels, how it caroms off the basket, those sorts of things. And he was still in that boot and not looking like he was going to get out of it. So he is very questionable. I doubt that we'll see him tonight. We also talked about Calvin Yoder. He is a 6'5 junior, so he certainly has the size for it. In two games last year, he scored 11 points. He did hit 1 three-pointer, and he also hit two-thirds of his layup. So he'll certainly be a starter. We also expect, and we've seen these fellows on the floor already, wearing number 40 is Cameron Perry. He is a 6'3 junior, had 4 points in two games against Grants Pass last year. And another 6'4 junior, Julius Schaefer, wearing number 34. He had 5 points, including 1 three-pointer last year when the Cavemen split with the South Eugene Axe. There are two more that we really saw with some experience last year. Andrew Rue, a 6 foot senior, and Elijah Gabriel, a 6'4 sophomore. Now, barring that, there are some names that we don't know And three of those are seniors, including Nathaniel Johnson. He's on the floor right now. Kelly Heckard. Final score there, 51-44. The Grants Pass JVs have just won. And Roscoe Castor, he's also a senior. I expect they'll have action tonight, too. And they're all taking the floor right now. As you heard the Grants Pass High Band strike up the fight song as the JV game once again just over. Once again, final score there, 51-44. Tonight's lineup, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Stay tuned for the keys to tonight's game after this one-minute Cape Van timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Air Man, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. I want to remind you that it's time now for the keys to tonight's game, brought to you by our good friends at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. And once again, to echo what the head coach, Jesse, talked about, and it's rebounding, 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 and defense. Those appear to be all of his focuses. Once again, the Cavemen are the smaller team here, but and Coach Jesse pointed out that you don't have to be tall in order to be a rebounder, and we'll echo that. Some of the finest rebounding we've seen done here at the Heater Newman Gym on the part of Grants Pass Cavemen have come from the smaller people. We're not just making that up, that happens. And it has to do with, once again, I think positioning, anticipation, blocking out, and, of course, the will to want that ball. Coach Jesse said heart and grit, and that all boils down to it, but we'll see how the Cavemen stack up against this highly regarded South Eugene team when they come in tonight in terms of rebounding. Expect the Grants Pass Cavemen to be fairly physical, and they're certainly capable of that. Jordan Rosette at 6'5 will be clogging up the center, and he is capable of being physical. He's a starting quarterback for the football team, so he knows about physicality. And we've seen Mr. Connolly be physical. He will penetrate, get up in the air, and he is not afraid of contact underneath the basket, nor is Jameis Traylor. And Tim Hart, once again, a wide receiver for the football team. Looks like a football player on the field, so expect some contact. If this is a shooting team, and we suspect that it is, the Cavemen will come after them. They will have fewer switches and stay with one man for a while. We'll see what happens with the defense. We'll try to keep that call for you. And we'll have more for you right after this word from our good friends at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back. I just want to interject one thing here in case you're en route to the gymnasium tonight and are wondering what's going on. I guess there's a football game going on tonight at the college level, the playoffs, right, from the Cotton Bowl right now at halftime. Ohio State is leading Texas by a score of 14-7. 14-7, Ohio State Buckeyes over Texas and the Cotton Bowl in the college football semifinals, working for a chance to go up against Notre Dame. Coming up. In the meantime, though, keys to tonight's game. Once again, we'll look for some scoring from the Grants Pass Cavemen. We mentioned Hart's three-point attempt, so we'll expect to see more scoring from, at least the average from Jordan Rosetta. And he's averaging about 15 points a game from what we've seen. I don't have hard numbers on the entire season to date, for Jordan, but that seems to be about where he is. I think last year he was averaging about 6 or 7 points a game, and most of that came in the final parts of the season last year when he really began to assert himself underneath the area and was scoring in double figures every night. Look for Connolly, Rosetta, and Hart all to jump up there in double figures. Add in the shooting of Grady McKittrick, and the Cayman suddenly become a very potent basketball team here, particularly on their home floor where they're really used to their shooting. DeShane, his focus has not been on scoring, but he does have an opportunity to hit the three-pointer, and he'll cut to the basket. And if he has an opportunity to do that rather than dishing the basketball out to the right players at the right time, it could be a formidable offensive force for the Grants Pass Cavemen. All those things come together, and the Grants Pass start off the conference season with an upset 1-0 wing. Experts looking at this one would probably say the Grants Pass team are an underdog, but here on your home floor, anything can happen, and we'll have to wait and see. So that's the story here, courtesy of our good friends at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, where they offer complete vacuum repair and supplies along with all your sewing needs on 6th Street between H and I. They brought you the keys to tonight's game. And stay tuned for the tip-off coming up momentarily here. We're just about 15 minutes away from getting this game underway here on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon. Heard at 99.7 FM, 1270 AM, and streamed live around the world on KAJO.com. We'll be back after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Who's trying to stretch their budget this January? That's pretty much all of us. That's why Abby's is offering this giant pizza that can feed up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hungry people for less than $27. Now, that's an Abby's budget stretching deal. Worried about a no-fun January? Not at Abby's. Dine on our Bacon Bacon Cheddar Special. It's delicious and loaded with toppings and real cheese. Plus, it's on sale, and the kids can play some video games. Enjoy fun January at your local Abby's.
We've had a lot of rain this year and a lot more people struggling to make ends meet. But we're happy to announce that the 14th annual Wipeout Hunger Drive at Kelly's Automotive Service will start on January 13th. If you bring in 40 ounces or more Peanut Sun soy or almond butter and 10 or more ounces of jelly to either the Grants Pass or Medford location of Kelly's, we'll exchange that food for wiper blades installed up to $35 in value. Wipeout Hunger ends on February 7th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Interestingly enough, we're back to the Southwest Conference here as opposed to the Football Conference, which is a special district. And I think that's really designed by the OSAA for travel and equality in the matchups, but doesn't really create strong rivalries or traditional rivalries, much like the Southwest Conference has already. But the Southwest Conference is back in effect for the basketball season. And interestingly enough, South Eugene right now sits at the top of the conference. Once again, nobody's played a conference game yet, so it's based on rankings by the OSA, which is a mathematical formula, and right now the South Eugene is ranked 12th in the state, sporting a record of 8-4 coming into tonight's contest. Now, usually the power of this conference has been with Sheldon or probably South Medford. Those have been the two most recent ones, but Sheldon right now in second place with an 8-5 record, a game behind South Eugene. North Medford is third, at least as it stands right now, with a 7-5 record. South Medford, who has Sheldon tonight on their home floor, has a 4-8 record, just like Grants Pass. Roseburg who is hosting Willamette tonight, has a 3-9 record, as does Willamette. So that's one to watch, too. Of course, this could flip-flop within a couple of weeks here. So it's fun to watch and see which teams are playing who. So that's the situation here. As you've heard head coach Jesse say, our goal is to win conference. Always is. Because conference is really how you get into the playoffs. We'll talk about the playoffs when we have time. But in the meantime, this is where it starts. Of course, basketball season starts 1st of December. No question about that. So what about those other games? Yes, they do count in the overall rankings and can help with seeding at the end. So always keep that in mind. They're referred to as a preseason where basically coaches look for the right competition and the right travel to get their teams ready. You've heard head coach Jesse says we're battle-tested. He's battle-tested. He went north to play some of the top teams in the state of Oregon, and then he went into Southern California for a four-game tournament down there to really get this team into shape. That eventually hurt in the final game down there. One of their leading scorers, well, the leading scorer at the time for the team, broke his hand in the first quarter of that final game there. So he is out, and he left averaging 19 points per game through most of the preseason. So that's Peyton Bruner. We hope to have him back. He is on the scene. He was at the game last night. He'll be at all the games. He's still a caveman. But his left hand is pretty heavily bandaged, and they expect to have everything healed. They hope to have everything healed by the time we get into the second half of the conference season. So that's where we stand right now, coming to you live and direct from Heater Newman Gymnasium tonight, where the varsity will take on the South Eugene Axe. It's scheduled for 6:45. Obviously, that's not going to happen. It's going to be a lot closer to that 7 o'clock mark. You're probably just before 7 o'clock. So if you're on your way to the gym, drive carefully, but drive straight here, folks. Glad to have you. It's going to be a great night. A Friday night at Heater Newman Gym is always great. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute tape band timeout.
Drill, baby, drill.
That statement might conjure images of gushing oil, and almost everyone could agree we could use more of that. But at Clouser Drilling, we think of the liquid essential for life. Flowing water. So while Clouser might not be able to help with the cost of fuel, we can help you source water for your family, garden, and livestock for years to come. For a new well or advice on an underperforming well, call Clouser Drilling for a no-obligation assessment and estimate.
Drill, baby, drill.
Find out more at ClouserDrilling.com.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Welcome back, everyone. About 8 minutes getting ready for the before the start of the varsity game here. Interesting context for tonight, what's going on here at the Athletic Center at Grants Pass High. Normally, when the varsity is playing, the freshmen are playing at the practice gym right next door. But there was some scheduling snafus, and the officials were told that it was going to be a 6:45 start for the freshman game. And when that was discovered, they didn't have time to change the official. So the freshman game will be going on. Well, they are probably going on now as we speak. But they just got started probably about 7 or 8 minutes ago. So just an interesting note on what's going on here at the Athletic Center at Grants Pass High School. Once again, we'll have all of the Grants Pass Caveman basketball games for you right through the end of the season and hopefully a state championship. In the meantime, just to bring you up to date on where we're on what's coming up next. On the 14th, next Tuesday, we'll go back on the road. It's not a long road, folks. We're going over to South Bedford to face the Panthers. We've made those arrangements. Now, be informed that the boys' game is scheduled to start a little earlier. The boys' game is scheduled to start at 6 o'clock at South Medford. That will be a boys and girls doubleheader there. The girls will play the feature game. The boys will play the early game once again starting at 6. So mark that on your calendars. That's at 6 o'clock start. We'll be on the air 20 to 30 minutes earlier of that. So we'll be on the air before 6 o'clock for that game coming up on the 14th. On the 17th, we're on the road also. That's a Friday night. You want to drive up to Sheldon with this to Eugene, take in that Sheldon game, and then do some shopping the next day. That's always a good plan. The Sheldon Irish, once again, they're at South Medford tonight. So we'll have a better idea of really where we stand against them. Then on the 21st, we go back up to Roseburg to face the Indians there. Then we'll come home to host North Medford on the 28th. And then on the 31st, we'll host Willamette. And that's the first half of the conference schedule. Following that, we will then host Roseburg on the first game in February. That's the 4th. South Eugene will be up there on the 7th. On the 11th, we'll be right back here hosting the Panthers out of South Medford High School. And then on 14th, that's Valentine's Day. Bring your date to the basketball game here at Heated Image Gym and watch the Irish take on the Grants Pass Cavemen. Then on the 19th, it's North Medford. And then on the 25th, it's Willamette High School. Both the North Medford and Willamette games are on the road. So the regular season ends on the road, two games straight. But certainly, let's talk about some playoffs, too. That could all happen right here. And, of course, it's pretty early to talk about those right now. But once again, that's always win the conference and make the playoffs. Then you win the state championship. A little over 5 minutes to get this game underway, and we'll take a little pause here. We'll be back right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back. Heated Image Gym starting to fill up, ladies and gentlemen. By all means, come on down for this Friday night special here as the Grants Pass Cavemen host the South Eugene Axe here in the first Southwest Conference game of the season for both these teams. Of course, the Grants Pass High pep band is in full form tonight. Sounding pretty good tonight, keeping the fans here pretty entertained. Strong student section continues to grow as we get closer to the tip-off. A couple of minutes away here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon, 99.7 FM, 1270 on the AM band, and heard all around the world on KAJO.com. Continuing our commitment to caveman sports, of course, it's a year-round situation that we do. Football for the caveman team, basketball. We pick up a couple of other events along the way. You may have picked those up. There's a little riverboat race on Memorial Day that we also bring it, put our entire sports crew together, take some planning that will start just as soon as basketball season's over. In fact, some of it's already started now, just to make sure that we have all of our ducks in a row for that one. Coming down to about a two-minute mark here, the cavemen have left the floor. The Axe remain on the floor, taking some random shots right now, just getting ready for this contest to get underway. And we're getting pretty close to getting everybody off the floor. There will be a announcement by the PA, the sportsmanship announcement here, required by the OSAA, and we encourage everybody to listen and follow the rules here as we're waiting for everything to get together here. Then there'll be the playing of the national anthem, the introduction of the players, and then we have a basketball game for you. That's all going to be happening here as we speak just momentarily. We'll take one more deep breath before we get things underway here. We'll be back right after this one-minute Cape Manton timeout.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back. Here's one of my favorite moments at the Mill. I tell you, Heater New and Jim, they just finished the fight song. Home fans came to their feet, rhythmic clapping all along. Both teams have taken their places along their respective free throw lines, getting ready for the national anthem and that sportsmanship announcement by the PA announcer. That's Athletic Director Clay Roundsville, who's been Athletic Director here for many, many years. We appreciate his service, and we understand he's retiring soon. We want to wish him the very best as he says transitions into being a grandpa. Smiling from ear to ear. And he's just about to introduce the band and the national anthem. While they do that here, we can't provide that for you with the sound that it deserves. So we'll pause. We'll be right back after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Who's trying to stretch their budget this January? That's pretty much all of us. That's why Abby's is offering this giant pizza that can feed up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hungry people for less than $27. Now, that's an Abby's budget stretching deal. Worried about a no-fun January? Not at Abby's. Dine on our Bacon Bacon Cheddar Special. It's delicious and loaded with toppings and real cheese. Plus, it's on sale, and the kids can play some video games. Enjoy fun January at your local Abby's.
Drill, baby, drill.
That statement might conjure images of gushing oil, and almost everyone could agree we could use more of that. But at Clouser Drilling, we think of the liquid essential for life. Flowing water. So while Clouser might not be able to help with the cost of fuel, we can help you source water for your family, garden, and livestock for years to come. For a new well or advice on an underperforming well, call Clouser Drilling for a no-obligation assessment and estimate.
Drill, baby, drill.
Find out more at ClouserDrilling.com.
We've had a lot of rain this year and a lot more people struggling to make ends meet. But we're happy to announce that the 14th annual Wipeout Hunger Drive at Kelly's Automotive Service will start on January 13th. If you bring in 40 ounces or more of Peanut Sun soy or almond butter and 10 or more ounces of jelly to either the Grants Pass or Medford location of Kelly's, we'll exchange that food for wiper blades installed up to $35 in value. Wipeout Hunger ends on February 7th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Welcome back. National anthem just completed here. Performed once again admirably by the Grants Pass High Pep Band. And we're getting ready to introduce the players now. First of all, for the South Eugene Axemen, let's see who they bring out. Hawes is not in uniform. He was the leading scorer last year through two games against the Cavemen. Number 13, Andre Rue, a 6-foot senior. Number 34 being introduced, Julia Schaefer, a 6'4 junior. Number 35 being introduced, Elijah Gabriel, a 6'4 sophomore. Number 40, that's Cameron Perry, a 6'3 junior. And Yoder, number 45, a 6'5 senior junior. He had 11 points once again in two games last year against the Cavemen. 1 3-pointer, 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen starting lineup. Zach DeShane introduced. He works the point. He makes things work for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Kingston Connolly, leading scorer last Tuesday. All over the floor. He's cat quick and a vertical leap that will astound you. Number 11, Jameis Taylor, a 6-foot freshman, getting the start tonight. Jordan Rosetta being introduced, 6'5", had 15 points last Tuesday night. He'll clog up the middle, wide shoulders. He's strong. And then number 24 being introduced. This is Tim Hart, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, he's the long-range bombers. Hit some beautiful 40-footers last Tuesday night. So we know the principal's getting ready to get this one underway. We'll tip our hats to our good friends at, let me see. I should know this because they've been there for so long. We're talking about first quarter being brought to you by our good friends at Moser Paving and Oil. Thank you, Jay Moser, for your continued support. We certainly appreciate it. Appreciate you after years and years of service here. Call Moser at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. Let's go to center court where both teams are ready right now. Trailer will be jumping center, so he has a vertical leap too. He's at 6 foot, but he's squaring off against the 6'5" Yoder. Cavemen going left to right across your radio dial. They'll be trying to score in the basket closest to the main school, the north end. And it's controlled by Trailer into the backcourt, quickly out of the hands of Rosetta to DeShane. DeShane comes across the timeline, right-hand side with the Cavemen on the attack. Left-hand side to Rosetta. Hands off then to heads off to Connolly. Connolly right down the lane and scores. It's 2-0. Full court pressure by the Grants Pass Cavemen. Ball in the court for the Axe right now on the right-hand side. Ball comes out front quickly. Right front court as a Cavemen open up in a man-to-man defense. Ball right-hand side on the wing then. Man surrounded by DeShane. DeShane's about 6 inches shorter than he is. Ball flipped out. Stolen away once again by Connolly. Lays one up and in. He's got 4 tonight. And the Cavemen jump out early to a 4-point lead. 2 quick buckets and a man-to-man defense here by the Cavemen. And again, Conley steals the pass, drives in, floats one up. This one's just off, no good. Rebound controlled by Yoder. He puts the ball on the floor himself, and a whistle stops the action. Wow, timeout, according to the South Eugene Axe. They want to talk about this one. We will, too, when we come back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24-7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
All right, right back to action here as the Axe wanted to talk about what the Cavemen threw at them initially, a full court man-to-man pressure that resulted in a couple of quick points, and Cavemen up 4-0 right now as the Axe put the ball right back in play in the forecourt right now. Trailer comes out front and surrounds it. Again, loose basketball stolen away by the Cavemen, and Conley has it, goes down behind the back, dropped off to Rosetta, who lays it up and in. And the Cavemen up 6-0. Cavemen all over the floor, hawking the ball, bounce pass left-hand side, and a collision on the right-hand side. I think this one's going against Hart, but we'll wait for the official to come to the sidelines. That's the call. So Hart will pick up the first foul of the basketball game. It'll be Axe ball inbounds from the half-court mark. Quickly into the backcourt, quickly to number 13, Rue. Rue with the basketball, left front court. The Cavemen now show a zone defense ball right-hand side. Inside to Yoder, then down low. Shot is up and good. 34, Schaefer. Schaefer gets the first two for the Axe. It's 6-2. Grants pass with the early lead. Deshane comes down, signals play number one as he crosses the timeline, goes right-hand side to Conley. Conley to the baseline, right-hand side, back out to the high post. That's Rosetta. Then Rosetta comes down to the low post, spins and fires from 10 feet. It's off. No good. Rebound, Axe. Axe routed in the backcourt. Gets the ball out quickly, though. Ball down the right-hand side in the hands of Yoder to the free throw line, left-hand side in the corner for three. In and out, won't go. Follow is up and good by Yoder. And Yoder gets his first two of the basketball game. It's 6-4 right now. Caveman come back on the run. Deshane pushing the ball down the floor. Goes left-hand side quickly to Yoder. Yoder for three, pardon me, to Hart for three. And there's a collision on the floor as Connolly goes down and a whistle stops the action. I'm not sure how they got tangled up. It's going to be Caveman basketball. Schaefer at 6-4. Got tangled up with Connolly at 6-0. Both went to the floor. It's grants pass ball inbounds from the inline. Caveman posts four men along the baseline. Then Rosetta pops out to the high post. Deshane trying to get the ball in and didn't get it in time. Turns the ball back over to the Axe. And the Axe going to drop the ball back in the hands of Schaefer. Long pass out. Slapped out of bounds by number 10, who was in for Grants Pass. That's Grady McKittrick. So McKittrick has come in. Let's see. I've got Deshane, Traylor, Connolly, McKittrick, and Rosetta on the floor right now. Quickly, ball comes down right-hand side. Yoder gives the ball up out front to Gabriel. Gabriel goes left-hand side. Shot is up and good by Gabriel. We are tied at 6, and the Cavemen want to come down and answer now. Deshane, left front court, goes to the left-hand side. Gives the ball up to Connolly. Back out front to Traylor. Traylor right-hand side to Deshane. Back out front quickly to Connolly. Connolly to the free throw line. Spins. Comes down the paint. Floats one up. That is good. It's fouled. So Connolly has 6. And he'll go for the free throw line for another. Foul is going to be called on Schaefer. Schaefer will pick up the first infraction for the Axe. Traylor sits down, and coming in for Grants Pass is Weston Berg. 8-6, Grants Pass leading by 2, and at the free throw line is Kingston Connolly. Shot is up. Good. 7 points in the first quarter for Kingston. Inbounds play quickly. Comes in to Schaefer. Schaefer back right-hand side to Gabriel. Gabriel tries to drive, feeds it off high post to Yoder, spins and fires at the free throw line, and it's good. And Yoder has 4 points tonight. Caveman lead by 1, 9-8. Deshane has the basketball in the backcourt. Crosses the timeline now. Flips the ball right-hand side on the wing to McKittrick. Left-hand side then to Hart. Back over to Connolly. Connolly looks down low for Rosetta. Loose basketball rolled out. Picked up by Berg. Berg kicks it out to Connolly. Connolly left-hand side to McKittrick. Then back out front to Deshane. Deshane top of the key. Right-hand side to Berg. Berg drives, penetrates, tries to lay one up. No good. Loose basketball fought for and finally controlled by the Axe. Long pass down the floor, stolen away. Actually lost. McKittrick had a hand on it, but was picked up by the Axe. Rebound is up, off, no doubt, all the way out to beyond the arc. And number 35, Gabriel puts up a three. He's got 5 points in the basketball game. And the Cavemen now down by 2, 11-9. Deshane walks the ball down across the timeline now, slows it down just a little bit as Caveman come out with a double high post, set a double pick up front. Deshane tries to drive by it and moving right into him. I think this one's going to go against number 34. That'll be Gabriel. Check that. That'll be Schaefer. So Schaefer will pick up his second of the night. Inbounds play from the sidelines about 12 feet down from the half court mark. For Deshane. Deshane will pick the ball up corner left-hand side to McKittrick for three. Off, no good. Rebound control by the Axe. Outlet comes quickly to Gabriel. Gabriel down the right-hand side. Bounce pass inside, deflected by Connolly and a whistle away from the basketball. I didn't see the call. No foul has been assessed. Rosetta gets a little breather. A trailer is back in. Inbounds play for the Axe from the sideline. They're into the floor. Ball comes up front quickly to Schaefer. Ball stolen away by Berg. Berg down the way. Up, bounce pass left-hand side to Traylor. Lays it up and in. And Traylor gets his first two of the basketball game. And we're tied at 11. Long pass down the way is broken up by McKittrick. Kicks the ball out front, top of the key, back right-hand side. Attacking the ball, or attacking the basket, was number 35. That's Gabriel. That's his seventh of the basketball game. Deshane, left-hand side. Back out front, then to McKittrick, right-hand side, then to Traylor. Traylor to the free throw line. He's cat quick. Kicks the ball back right-hand side to McKittrick for three from the ring, from beyond the rail, the lane. Shot is out front to Yoder, then right-hand side to Schaefer. Schaefer to the free throw line, spins. Little hook shot up, and that's good. Make that Perry. Long pass down right-hand side quickly. Ball in hands of Traylor back out front to McKittrick. Left-hand side to Connolly. Then on the wing, left-hand side to Deshane. Out front again to Traylor between the circles. Traylor left and right steps into the free throw line. Kicks the ball right-hand side to Connolly. Left-hand side to nobody. Deshane had been in that spot, but he had vacated that premise just seconds before. Connolly gets a little breather as Rosetta returns. It's 15-11. Grants pass down by three. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Keeping things honest are Traylor and Rosetta in the backcourt. Lead pass up to Perry. Perry for three. Left-hand side. It's off. No good. Rebound taken down by the Axe. Back out front quickly to Rue. Rue with the basketball. Gives it up right-hand side to Zero. Shot is up and good by number 45 this time, Yoder. And Yoder gets his sixth point of the basketball game. It's 17-11. Deshane brings the ball down. Again, out between the circles now. Facing his own defense. Double high post. Ball comes to Rosetta at the post. Back out front to Rosetta for three. And off. Caveman can't buy a three right now. Rebound into the hands of Perry. Perry gives the outlet to Yoder. Yoder, top of the key between the circles. Goes right-hand side to Rue. Rue, back inside. Then in the corner. Shot is up for three. It's off. No good. Ball tipped out of bounds by Yoder. It's going to be Grants Pass basketball. Connolly checks back in. And Deshane going to get a little breather. As head coach Jesse trying to keep fresh legs on the floor. Down by six here early, 17-11, with 2 minutes left to play here in the first period. Connolly comes across the timeline, right front court, goes left-hand side to Traylor. Then on the wing left to McKittrick, back out front to Hart. Hart surrounded there by Rue, drives, kicks the ball into the look, tried to get it in the corner. Back out to Rosetta for three from the wing. It's off. Once again, the Cayman can't buy a three right now. Long rebound out to Yoder. Yoder goes right-hand side to Schaefer. Schaefer stopped by Rosetta. Rosetta will get the foul. Check that. Schaefer and Gabriel look a lot alike, but this will go against Gabriel. So Rosetta will pick up his first foul, second team foul on the Cayman. Inbounds play from the inline for the Axe. And it will go right-hand side to Gabriel. Kicks it out to Yoder for three. It's off. No good. Ball tipped out of bounds by Traylor. It's still Axe basketball inbounds to the end line. There into the floor. Deshane checks back in, and Rosetta comes back out. 17-11 to score. A minute 31 to play. Inbounds coming from Rue for the Axe from the end line, almost in the left-hand corner. Gives it to Yoder, comes over to the left-hand corner, slides back out, gets it to Gabriel, shoots the three, it's off, no good. High for the rebound is Connolly, coming down protected, lets the traffic clear out, let pass comes to Hart. Hart into the forecourt, back to Connolly, working the point right now. In the center circle, moves off to the right front court. Minute 14 to play, now begins to attack. Drives down all the way to the baseline, it's the ball slapped out of his hands, out of bounds, whistle stops the action. I think that's going to be Grants Pass basketball, it is. Connolly steps out to make the inbounds play as the Cayman put a box around the key this time and immediately break out of that right-hand side to Deshane, then out front to Hart, left-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick fakes left out front, looking for some help, then finds Connolly, right-hand side in the wing. Back out front, left front court, goes to Traylor. Corner left-hand side to McKittrick again for three. It rolls off, no good, but the follow is up and good by Traylor, and Traylor has four. 17-13, 47 seconds left here in the first period. Inbounds play to Yoder. Yoder lead pass to Rue. Back to Yoder, breaking down from the top of the key. Lays one up. That is good. And Yoder has his eighth point here with 35 seconds left to play in the period. Deshane walks the ball down, slowing it down just a bit now. Zone defense by the X. Ball in the hands of Connolly, left-hand side. Left-hand side on the wing to McKittrick. Back out front to Connolly. 17 seconds on the clock. Conley moving with the basketball, gives it up to DeShane. Back to Conley, 12 seconds on the clock. Left-hand side to McKittrick. Looked for the three, didn't find it. Back out front, 8 seconds. Time to make something happen to McKittrick. Inside to Trader. Ball stolen away by Yoder. Lead pass comes out quickly. 240. That's Perry. Perry from the free throw line at the buzzer. Misses at the end of the first period play. It's 19-13. Axe, we'll be back with the second period after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local Do It Best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Tonight's second quarter brought to you by Diamond Home Improvement on the north end of town, right at the top of 7th Street. And we appreciate Diamond. Diamond hasn't been with us since the very beginning, because at the very beginning, Diamond wasn't here. But since they've been here, they've been a strong supporter of Caveman Sports. Diamond, we salute you. Thank you very much. Inbounds play to start the second period here from the X as the ball comes in our right-hand side to Gabriel. Gabriel surrounded, almost lost his balance, gives the ball back out to Ruiz, starts out front. Ball slapped away by DeShane, but and DeShane finally ends up with a steal down the left-hand side. Drives all the way, looks for the basket, goes high and lays it up and in, and DeShane gets his first two of the second period. And it's 19-15, Grants Pass trailing by four. Rue out front with the basketball for the X, between the circles, moving to the left-hand side. Yoder's at the high post, gives the steps outside now, top of the key. Looking for a breaker inside. Can't find anybody against Grants Pass defense. Drives himself. Kicks it in the corner to Gabriel. Gabriel head fakes back out to Yoder for three. Top of the key. Rattles it in and out. No good. High for the rebound is Connolly. And coming down from the rebound, foul called. I think it's going to be on Rue, but we'll double check it as the official comes to the sidelines. That's the call. So Andre Rue will pick up his first third team foul and first team foul this quarter on the Eugene X. DeShane bringing the ball down for Grants Pass right now. Caveman once again down by four, 19-15 here at the start of the second period. Ball right inside to McKittrick. Back out front to DeShane. DeShane top of the key. Left-hand side to Conley. Back out to DeShane top of the key. Shoots for three from there. This one's off the back of the iron again. And the high rebound controlled by Gabriel out to Yoder. Up to, I was going to say Rue, but that's not Rue. Gives it off to Yoder right-hand side. He drives by both Hart and Trailer. One of them will get the foul. I think Trailer, but we'll see. No, it's going against Hart. That'll be the second on Hart. Inbounds play now for the Axe as Rosetta checks back in and Hart sits down, a little frustrated with that call. Gabriel make the inbounds play from the sidelines, not quite halfway down from the timeline. Gives the ball out front then to Yoder. Yoder gives the ball to Rue between the circles. Rue, the point guard. Kicks the ball left-hand side to Johnson. Johnson looks inside, can't find anybody from the left wing. Back out front then to Gabriel. Gabriel looks left and right, comes back left-hand side to Yoder, left wing. Yoder looks for a cutter inside. And once again, there's Johnson, has the ball taken away. Kicks it into the corner, though. Long shot up, no good. But put right back in by Gabriel. And Gabriel's got 9 points tonight. 21-15, the Cavemen need to answer here. DeShane coming down the floor right now. Crosses the timeline right at center court. Right-hand side to Connolly. Conley looks, finds Trailer, corner right-hand side, looking for Rosetta down low. Rosetta pumps hard, goes hard to the glass, looking for some power, moves inside, lets the traffic clear, goes up with another shot. This one's good, and he was fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. So Rosetta gets his second field goal of the night, and the foul going to be called on Rue. That'll be his second of the night. Rosetta at the free throw line, pretty good free throw shooter as Hart checks back in, and DeShane gets a little breather and a little coaching from head coach Jesse. So we've got Berg on the floor along with McKittrick, Rosetta, Trailer, and Connolly. Very deliberate at the free throw line, Rosetta is. Shot is up and good. It works. He's got five in the basketball game. 21-18. The score, Grants Pass down by three. Yoder into the forecourt, right front court. Ball right-hand side quickly into the hands of Gabriel. Back out front, top of the key. Shot is up, off no good from there, and the rebound taken down by Rosetta. And a whistle stops the action, and they're going to call either Rosetta or McKittrick for a little push underneath. McKittrick. So McKittrick will pick up his first second-team foul this period on the Grants Pass Cayman. So the ball's coming inbounds from the Axe. Number 14 checks in for the Axe. That's Karch Heckard. Don't have a height on Karch. And he's trying to get the ball inbounds. Bounce pass down low. It's contested, but picked up. Blocked shot picked up by Gabriel. Kicked right-hand side in the corner to Johnson. Johnson's shot off the corner. Won't go. This rebound controlled by Rosetta. Outlet comes to Connolly. Flying down the right-hand side. Stops on the wing. Back up front to Trailer between the circles. Then high post to Rosetta. Spins. Wants to come down. Double deep. Triple team. Now clips the ball right-hand side. It's deflected and retrieved by Yoder. Yoder comes down on his own. Into the forecourt. Handles the ball well for a big guy. Goes left-hand side quickly to Gabriel. Back right-hand side to Cart. Shot is up and good. Now check that. Once again, that's Perry. 23-18. 5:14 to play in the first half. Connolly with the basketball now in the center circle, driving off the left-hand side. Gets a double high pick. Ball comes back to Trailer, top of the key, right-hand side to Berg. Then down low to Rosetta on the baseline. Tries to back in, moving with the basketball. Flips it to McKittrick, breaking from the top of the key. Goes up with a shot, and he's fouled. He'll go to the free-throw line for a couple this time. This foul coming against as the official comes to the sideline to tell us. Perry. Perry will pick up his first. So McKittrick stands in. Good shooter. Shot is up. Hits the back of the iron. Off the front of the iron. And then off. So DeShane checks back in. And Berg gets a breather. One more shot coming for McKittrick. Shot is up. Again, hits the back of the iron and off. All the shots have been doing that last night, tonight for range. And a jump ball in the rebounding action. Hart comes back in, and McKittrick gets a breather. So Rosetta will make the inbounds play as he's got, they put a box around the key and then go into their shuffle, and Rosetta is looking for an outlet and gets it, tries to get it to Connolly. Connolly was cutting towards the basket. The pass went by him, out of bounds. It's Axe basketball as no one can train the possession. 23-18, the score. Grants Pass trails the Axe of South Eugene. Inbounds play comes quickly to Johnson. Johnson across the timeline between the circles now for the Axe. A purple-clad Axe and white numerals on their uniform. And a pass to the right-hand side for Yoder goes astray. So both teams making some bad passes there. And the inbounds play going to be made by Trailer to DeShane, uncontested in the backcourt. Crosses the timeline at center court. Bounce pass left-hand side to Rosetta just outside the lane. Steps back in, tries to drive down low, floats up a little five-footer, rolls off, won't go. Rebound underneath, controlled by DeShane, the shortest man on the floor. He turns and drives the baseline again, kicks it right inside to Trailer, launches the three. That is, oh, it's good. Finally, the Cavemen get a three to drop. 7 points for Trailer. And it's a two-point game, 23-21. Grants Pass down by two. Ball left-hand side in the hands of Perry. Perry flips the ball inside, stolen away by Connolly. Connolly, it's a four-on-three break. Flips the ball left-hand side in the corner to DeShane. His three is again off the back of the iron. Rebound controlled by Gabriel in the backcourt. Terminates the dribble, looks for help. Finds help at the free throw line in the form of Johnson. Johnson keeps the ball alive while everybody gets set for the Axe. Comes left-hand side quickly, the ball to Perry. Perry back to Yoder, cutting from the top of the key, puts one up and in, and Yoder is forced to deal with. He's got 10 points in the basketball game. It's a four-point game, 25-21. Grants Pass down by four. Connolly into the forecourt, left front court. Comes right-hand side to Hart, then on the wing, right-hand side to DeShane. DeShane down low, then to Rosetta. Fakes one way, turns back to the right. Shoots the ball off, no good. Rebound controlled by Gabriel. Long pass out front. If anybody can catch up with it, they can't. The ball will come back to the Grants Pass Cavemen. Substitutions for Eugene. Schaefer is back in and Rue is back in. Then the South Eugene Axe take timeout. A look at the scoreboard with 3:16 to play and a half. It's 25-21. We'll be back right after this one-minute Cave Madden timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and, of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. 25-21, the score. Grants Pass down by 4 to the South Eugene Axe. 3:16 to play here in the second period. When players resume, going to be Grants Pass basketball inbounds from the inline far end of the floor. Connolly will make the plays. Got Deshane in the backcourt with him, and Trocken pressure by the Axe. Also on the floor are Rosetta, Trailer, and Bird. So starters on the floor for Grants Pass right now. Deshane into the forecourt between the circles. Goes left-hand side to Connolly. Connolly surrounded there. Brings the ball out front. Drops the ball right back to Deshane. And Deshane comes back out front and resets the Grants Pass. Caveman. Trailer will go to the high post. Ball on the right-hand side. Then to Hart on the wing. Back out front to Trailer. Trailer looks left-hand side and finds Connolly on the wing left-hand side. Connolly spins. Kicks the ball right back to Rosetta. Rosetta, 10-foot out on the baseline, has the ball taken away by Yoder. Gives the ball outlet to Rue. Rue, through traffic, sees three men in front of him wearing white jerseys. There, Caveman. Ball comes left-hand side quickly to Ketchard. Ketchard, left-hand side, back out front quickly to Gabriel. On the wing right to Rue. Rue looks for a man inside, can't find anyone. Yoder comes back out front to help. Loose basketball picked up by Trailers. Out in front of everybody. Goes to the basket, and it's checked from behind by Schaefer. Picked up by Yoder. Lead pass out to Rue, coming the other way. Goes hard to the basket. Shot is up and off. No good. Rebound put back up once, twice. No good. Finally, Rosetta takes down the board with some authority. Hands it back to Deshane. Deshane slows it down, walks it down the floor as the Cavemen get set up. Trailer will go to the wing. Rosetta at the high post. Left corner is Hart. As with a minute 54, the Cavemen slow it way down. Deshane then goes to Connolly, left front court. Connolly back out front to Rosetta between the circles. Gives it right back to Deshane, left front court. Deshane slides the left-hand side, slides down a little bit. Gets a little pick from Rosetta. Drives the paint, gets it back out to Hart for three from a 35-footer this time. No good. Rebound taken down by the Axe. They give the ball back quickly to number 14. That's Keckard. Left front court surrounded there. Loose basketball rolls down and finally picked up by Trailer for the Grants Pass Cavemen. So Rosetta brings the ball down court. Walks across the timeline. Gives the ball up to Deshane. Deshane right front court. Moves off the right-hand side. Goes to Hart in the corner right-hand side. Back out front now to Connolly. Fakes once, drives top of the key, all the way down. Tried to get the ball inside to Rosetta. Ball rolls out front, picked up by Hart. Hart floats one up in the paint, and it's good. And Tim Hart gets his first two of the basketball game, and it's a two-point game in the final minute of play here in the first half. 25-23 the score. Axe with a two-point lead, and the basketball right down the hands of Rue. Right-hand side, they go to Gabriel on the wing. Make that to Yoder. Yoder back up front then to Schaefer. Schaefer, left-hand side to Rue on the wing. Bounce pass down low to Yoder. Corner left-hand side on the cut inside. Gabriel spins and fires off. No good. Rebound cleared this time by Hart. Hands the ball back to Deshane. Deshane walks it down after getting some instructions from head coach Jesse. Walks across the timeline now. 25 seconds on the clock. They'll wait till just under 10 to make something happen. Out front with the basketball goes left-hand side to Connolly. Connolly left front court. Gives it between the circles then to Rosetta. 16 seconds on the clock. Back out front to Deshane. 13 seconds on the clock. Counting them down. Slides down the left-hand side. 9 seconds. Have to make something happen. Drives. Goes all the way. Lays it high off glass. Rosetta tries to follow. No good. Rebound picked up by the Axe. And a whistle stops the action. And a double dribble call. 1.9 seconds left. The Cavemen will get the ball inbounds with just under 2 seconds to play. And do we all... So it's going to be Grants Pass basketball. DeShane will make the inbounds play. I'm surprised head coach Jesse didn't call a play. Long pass down in the corner to Hart for three, and it's off at the buzzer. Well, at the end of the first half of play, it's close basketball game. The Cavemen trail by two, 25-23. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Si Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Who's trying to stretch their budget this January? That's pretty much all of us. That's why Abby's is offering this giant pizza that can feed up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hungry people for less than $27. Now, that's an Abby's budget stretching deal. Worried about a no-fun January? Not at Abby's. Dine on our Bacon Bacon Cheddar Special. It's delicious and loaded with toppings and real cheese. Plus, it's on sale, and the kids can play some video games. Enjoy fun January at your local Abby's.
Drill, baby, drill.
That statement might conjure images of gushing oil, and almost everyone could agree we could use more of that. But at Clouser Drilling, we think of the liquid essential for life. Flowing water. So while Clouser might not be able to help with the cost of fuel, we can help you source water for your family, garden, and livestock for years to come. For a new well or advice on an underperforming well, call Clouser Drilling for a no-obligation assessment and estimate.
Drill, baby, drill.
Find out more at ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. At the half, it's 25-23. Grants Pass down by two to the South Eugene X. The Cavemen trailed by six at the end of the first period, 19-13, but outscored the Axe in the second period, 10-6, to make the score 25-23. Caveman scoring came on 10 field goals, 1 3-pointer. The Cavemen 2 of 4 from the free throw line, that's 50%, were whistled for 4 fouls compared to 5 fouls against the Axe. The Axe did not get to the free throw line. Their scoring came on 12 field goals and 1 3-pointer. That's the way it stands right now. Those are the numbers that we have. We anticipate having our additional stats sometime next week, so we'll give you turnovers and rebounds at that point. In the meantime, this is about all I can keep up with right now by myself. So that's the story right now. We'll be back with more on the individual numbers right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
We've had a lot of rain this year and a lot more people struggling to make ends meet. But we're happy to announce that the 14th annual Wipeout Hunger Drive at Kelly's Automotive Service will start on January 13th. If you bring in 40 ounces or more of Peanut Sun soy or almond butter and 10 or more ounces of jelly to either the Grants Pass or Medford location of Kelly's, we'll exchange that food for wiper blades installed up to $35 in value. Wipeout Hunger ends on February 7th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Looking for a local, trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Individual numbers coming up next. First for the South, Eugene X. Coming off the bench, Karch Heckard, the senior, wearing number 14. Got a few minutes, didn't figure into my scoring line, nor did Nathaniel Johnson, also a senior. One of the starters, Elijah Gabriel, has 4 field goals, 1 3-pointer. He has 9 points in the basketball game and no fouls. Andrew Rue, primarily working the point for the Axe, has been in and out of the basketball game, has picked up a couple of fouls, has not scored or been to the free throw line. Julius Schaefer, 6'4 junior, has 1 2-point field goal, hasn't been to the free throw line. He picked up 2 fouls for the Axe. And let's see, Cameron Perry, 2 field goals, 4 points, and a single foul. And Calvin Yoder, 5 field goals, 10 points, no fouls, and didn't get to the free throw line. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen, we've seen Weston Berg come onto the floor. Hasn't figured into my scoring line yet. Grady McKittrick is 0 for 2 from the free throw line and has a single foul. Jameis Traylor has 3 field goals, 1 3-pointer. He has 7 points, didn't go to the free throw line, no fouls. Zach Deshane, 1 2-point field goal, didn't go to the free throw line, no fouls. Tim Hart, 1 2-point field goal, didn't get to the free throw line, he has 2 fouls. Jordan Rosetta, 2 field goals, 1 for 1 at the free throw line, he's got 5 points and a single foul. And Kingston Connolly has 7 points on 3 field goals and went 1 for 1 from the free throw line, all in the first period. So he and Traylor lead the Grants Pass Cavemen with 7 points each right now, no fouls against Kingston Connolly. Those are the individual numbers we have for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Stay tuned for halftime analysis after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local Do It Best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here once again at the halftime. It's 25-23. The South Eugene Axe leading the Grants Pass Cavemen. Yeah, halftime analysis now. The Cavemen opened the game with a surprising man-to-man, belly-to-belly defense, full court, that really threw the Axe off the game a little bit. Suddenly, the Cavemen were up 6-0, and with less than a minute gone in the first period, the South Eugene head coach calling for a timeout. Let's right this ship. He did right the ship, and the Axe responded and actually won the first period by 6 points, 19-13. However, the Cavemen came back and won the second period significantly by 4 points, 10-6, still trail by 2. However, if the Cavemen began to rebound better, really were in the Axe's passing lanes, and with the quick hands of both Traylor and Connolly and Zach Deshane out there causing some turnovers. So more turnovers for the Axe means more points for the Grants Pass Cavemen, and that's why we're as close as we are right now with just a couple of minutes left in halftime, and the Axe just now coming out of the locker room. We have yet to see the Cavemen step out, but we expect them momentarily, and when they do, we'll tell you about it. In the meantime, want to invite you around to Heater Newman Gym this Friday night for a great basketball game here. Been a fun one so far here, and the Cavemen belly-to-belly against one of the figured to be one of the top teams in the conference here, looking to win this first conference game for either squad. 25-23, Grants Pass down by 2, and they're taking the floor right now. We'll be back with more after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? dexterity. Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back. Both teams taking some warm-up shots right now. Just a minute left before we get right back to action here in this exciting first Southwest Conference game for either squad tonight. And some bragging rights really on the line tonight, particularly for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Once again, people watching this game coming up would have put the South Eugene Aggies as the favorite here on this floor. Yeah, anything can happen. So with 43 seconds left, we'll tip our hats to all of you out there. Thank you for joining us here tonight. Still got room for you if you want to come in and catch the second half. Got a great, pretty good hot dog tonight out of the Grants Pass, concession stand down there. And, of course, just the band is worth the price of admission, and then you get all the athleticism, too. And that's the fight song for the Grants Pass Cavemen. That brings the cheerleaders out, home fans to their feet, beginning to clap along with it rhythmically. Ah, this is high school sports at its finest, folks, as both teams take to the floor right now as the halftime clock about ready to expire. For the Cavemen, it's Rosetta, Connolly, Traylor, DeShane, and Hart taking the floor. It'll be Axe ball inbounds. Ball in the hands of Gabriel to get it started. And someone's got to break into the backcourt. Ball comes back right-hand side quickly to Johnson. Johnson out front between the circles. He didn't start the first game, the first half. Ball right-hand side in the hands quickly of Perry. Perry with the basketball left-hand side. Long shot for three from Yoder. Yoder back out front. Loose basketball. Yoder with the top of the key. Now backs away. Gives the ball to Perry again. Left-hand side to Johnson. Johnson to Yoder. Left-hand side on the wing. Caveman, or the Axe going into that shuffle. Johnson with the basketball. Gives the ball up front quickly to Perry. Perry to Rue, right-hand side. Back out front to Yoder. Left-hand side in the corner to Perry. Launches the three. Rims it out. No good. High for the rebound. Zach DeShane, smallest man on the floor. Drives the ball down right now. Picks it up. And he's pushed from behind by Rue. Rue will pick up that infraction that everybody in the gymnasium saw. That's when you think, why did they do that? Interestingly enough, that's his third foul so far in the basketball game. Only one with three. The officials here pretty much let the guys play so far tonight. Traylor makes the inbounds play from the sideline. Floats it into the backcourt to DeShane. DeShane again calling the play as he comes across the timeline right front court. Gets a pick from Traylor. Drives the left-hand side on the wing. Back out front to Rosetta. Rosetta drives, tries to penetrate. Loose basketball though picked up by Rue. Lead pass up to Gabriel. Gabriel hard to the glass, and it's good. And Gabriel picks up his 11th point of the basketball game. DeShane walks the ball down again. Taking his time, uncontested, crosses the timeline once again right at center court. Right-hand side on the wing to Hart. Hart back out front to Traylor. Top of the key. Left-hand side to Connolly on the wing. Connolly looks down low trying to get the ball to Rosetta. Finally does. Rosetta works in hard. Spins, puts the ball up, draws the foul. Didn't get the shot, but he'll get two opportunities, and he's a good free-throw shooter. Foul going to be called on Perry. Perry will pick up his second. So Jordan Rosetta, one for one. I think it was five for five last night. Three dribbles, two dribbles, then one dribble, and then puts it up, and it's good. That's his sixth point of the basketball game. Makes it 27-24. Down by three, and one more shot coming. Crowd quiet. Shot is up and good. So Rosetta finds two at the charity stripe. He's got seven in the basketball game now. Lee pass deflected by Traylor. Picks up, come back, three on two. Goes right hand side to Hart in the corner for three. It is up and good. And Hart nails his first three of the night. It's 28-27. The Cavemen lead by one. Long pass down the floor to Johnson. Right hand side to Roos. Stolen away by DeShane. DeShane comes back and it's three on three. Goes all the way himself. Floats it up the front and it's good. And the Cavemen on a run here. 30-27 in the backcourt. Full court pressure by the Cavemen. And a whistle stops the action and timeout again. This by the South Eugene coaching staff. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. This is a short timeout. Should be back to the floor momentarily. 30-27. Grants Pass really got on a run. And the South Eugene accent call. Whoa, let's stop this here. 30-27, the Cavemen by three here early in the third period. When play is resumed, it'll be Axe ball inbounds from the end line, far end of the floor. Full court pressure by the Cavemen. Looks like a zone press. Rue breaks the left-hand side, and the ball comes from Grabier, left-hand side, back to Yoder, and then contesting for the basketball. I think we've got Deshane. He's picking on that big guy again. Yeah. So Deshane will pick up his first. Now, Deshane at 5'9 was picking on Yoder at 6'5. Inbounds play quickly comes to Yoder in the backcourt. Puts the ball on the floor himself into the forecourt, working shoulder to shoulder against Traylor. Traylor not giving any ground. Ball goes left-hand side to Perry on the wing. He's surrounded by Rosetta. Ball out front quickly to Yoder. Yoder looks down low as a Cavemen stand, that man-to-man. Yoder tries to get by Traylor, and then they're going to call Yoder for the travel. Forced to turnover, 5:45. That's defense by the Grants Pass Cavemen. 30-27, Grants Pass by three, and with the basketball here in the third period. Connolly will make the inbounds play. Kind of rolls the ball over to Deshane in the backcourt. And Zach walks it down into the forecourt quickly. Now, out front, still moving with the basketball. Keeps the dribble alive. Moves off the left-hand side. Gets a pick from Rosetta. Slides down the left-hand side just outside the arc. Back to Rosetta. Rosetta at the free throw line. Stops there. Looks for help. Goes outlet right-hand side on the wing to Rosetta. He spins down the lane. Has a five-footer up. No good. Gets his own board. Puts it back up. Again, no good. Rebound finally controlled by Yoder. His pass deflected by a trailer, picked up by the Cavemen, and Grants Pass calls a timeout. They had one going there. I think Coach was a little early. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll be back right after this 30-second Cavemen timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back. Both teams coming back out to floor here. Told us it's going to be a good one tonight, folks. Hart to the sidelines. He'll make the inbounds play for the Cavemen. Deshane goes to the backcourt just in case as Rosetta posts himself down low. Posted high is Rosetta. Now they switch places. Ball across the timeline out front at the hands of Deshane. Deshane looks for the right-hand side. Feeds it to Rosetta at the high post. Spins and shoots from the free throw line. It's just off. No good. Rebound fought for and finally controlled by Perry. Gives it right back to Gabriel. Gabriel for the axe between the circles. Comes right-hand side to Yoder. Yoder with the basketball. Out front then left-hand side to Perry. To Gabriel. Down low on the baseline. Back in the corner then to Perry with the basketball. Out front to Yoder. Top of the key to Perry. Right-hand side then to Schaefer. Schaefer with the basketball. Looks inside. Comes to the free throw line himself. Cuts it to the man on the left-hand side. He drives in the paint. Shot is up and good. For number 35, that's Gabriel. And Gabriel has his 13th point in the basketball game. It's 30-29. Grants Pass by one. Basketball in the hands of Zach Deshane for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Comes across to Connolly. Connolly left-hand side in the corner. All alone was Hart. Was halfway down the cylinder and then jumped back out. No points. Ball right-hand side in the hands of the Axe. Coming down, it's Gabriel, top of the key. Right-hand side to Perry. Perry looks inside. Looking for a cutter. Can't find anybody. Moves himself out front. Gives the ball up to Perry. Back out front to Yoder. Yoder with the basketball. Left-hand side, Quinn to Rue. Rue with the basketball. Down low to Perry. Perry surrounded by Hart. Kicks the ball back out top of the key to Gabriel. He drives off. No good. Rebound fought for and controlled. And a jump ball called as both Rosetta and Perry came down, or Gabriel came down with the basketball together. McKittrick checking in, and so is Berg. Traylor and Conley both get a break. Inbounds play for Grant's Pass. Shane has Berg in the backcourt with him to get the inbounds pass, and right back to DeShane, and Zach walks it down. Came it up by a point, 30-29. Into the forecourt here. Ball comes left-hand side to McKittrick. Then in the corner to Rosetta, back out front to Hart, right-hand side to DeShane. DeShane drives, elevates, 15-footer on the way. Good for DeShane. DeShane had the field that time. He's got six in the basketball game, and the lead back to three for Grant's Pass. Yoder in the backcourt has the ball slapped away from behind, picked up by Hart. Out to DeShane, right-hand side, protects it, waits for better numbers. Still moving with the basketball. Moves out front, working against Gabriel. Gets into the paint, left-hand side, elevates himself, and puts it up. DeShane's got the fever right now. He's got eight. And whistle stops the action as Yoder's on the floor. It's really Yoder, Y-O-D-E-R, not Yoda. He's in purple, not green. I know, it's a poor comparison to Star Wars, folks. Had to do it. Inbounds play for the end line now for the X against still full court pressure by the Grants Pass Cayman at zone pressure. Ball comes right-hand side from Yoder to Gabriel, back to Yoder, into the forecourt quickly, right-hand side. Stopped out front, surrounded by DeShane again. DeShane's picking on that big guy again. Ball goes left-hand side to Gabriel. Gabriel out front to Perry, top of the key, right-hand side to Rue on the wing. Rue looks inside, can't find anyone. Back out front quickly to Perry. Perry surrounded by McKittrick. Comes back left-hand side to Gabriel. Gabriel, I think, traveled. He did. Ball comes back to Grants Pass. Grants Pass up right now. 34-29, the score, 2:43 showing on the clock here in the third period. McKittrick and DeShane in the backcourt from the sideline. McKittrick will bring the ball inbounds, uncontested, to DeShane. Zach picks it up, looks down, surveys the floor as he crosses the timeline again right at center court. Sees a 1-2-2 zone waiting for him. Ball comes left-hand side quickly to Berg. Back up front to DeShane. As that zone tightens up a little bit, DeShane comes back right-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick back to DeShane. High post then to Traylor. Back out to DeShane for three. Good! DeShane once again has a great third period. That's his 11th point. Long pass inbounds quickly to number 34, Perry. Back out front to 13. That's Rue with the basketball. Comes back right-hand side. That's to Schaefer. Schaefer looks inside and away from the basketball. Whistle. I'm not sure if it's a blunt violation or a foul. I think it's a foul called on number 35. That'll go against Gabriel. Oh, no, they've called it on Schaefer. And that'll be the third on Schaefer. Traylor in the backcourt to make the inbounds play from the sidelines just in front of the Axe bench, has the basketball now, and another whistle stopping the action here. Just making sure everything is right on the floor. One official's coming over to the scorer's table. I think they changed that to 35 to Gabriel, that last foul. It is. So that will go to Gabriel as his first. You know, I can't erase it because it's an indelible ink on my score sheet. So what am I going to do? Oh, folks, help me out. No. 2 minutes left to play here in the third period, 37-29. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon, 99.7 FM, 1270 AM. Stream live at KJO.com. Zach DeShane on the attack out front with a basketball for the Cavemen now. Flips the ball left-hand side to Conley, all alone for three. Off the back of the iron, no good. Long rebound falls into the hands of Gabriel. Foul called immediately. It's either on Berg. It is on Berg. So Berg will pick up his first of the night. 1:51 to play third period. It's 37-29. Grants Pass up. Ball inbounds play comes to Gabriel. Quickly back to Yoder. Back to Rue. Rue into the forecourt now between the circles. Flips the ball right inside to Yoder. All alone for three. Buries it. And Yoder gets the three tonight. That's 13 points for him. And makes it 37-32. Grants Pass with a lead. DeShane now comes down. Comes across the timeline right-hand side. Saw a trap forming. Avoided it. Goes right-hand side on the wing to McKittrick. Back out front now to Conley. Conley surveys that zone defense he's looking at. 2-2-1 is what it looks like. Get out past inside the trailer. He's got room. Lays it up and in. Trailer just with effort puts it through. He's got 9 points. Yoder, long pass down left-hand side to Gabriel. He wait for better numbers. Flips the ball out front to Rue, top of the key, right-hand side, then to Schaefer. Schaefer looks for a cutter out front, can't get to one. In the paint, then to Perry. Goes up with a shot. That's blocked by Traylor. Picked up by Berg. Hands the ball right back to DeShane. And the Cavemen come back in the final minute here of the third period, leading 39-32. Across the timeline, right front court for DeShane. More of a man-to-man defense now shown by the Axe. DeShane out front, terminates the dribble, gets some help from Berg, left-hand side on the wing. Berg out front, shovels the ball to Connolly. Connolly comes out front, backs away, 36 seconds left here in the period. Ball goes right-hand side to Traylor. Traylor back to DeShane, left front court. DeShane looks down, officials counting. DeShane takes a step inside, and the count restarts. Back out front, has a little pick up front, didn't dig, gets shot, drives, looks for room, kicks it in the corner to Connolly. Connolly penetrates, goes up with a shot that is blocked by Gabriel, and a pushing foul underneath. Let's see. I think this is going against the Axe. And the official comes to the sidelines. 35, Gabriel. So Gabriel will pick up his second. So on the floor for Grants Pass now, we've got Hart, Connolly, Traylor, Rosetta. DeShane will make the inbounds play. Looking for a cutter to get free and flips the ball right-hand side to Rosetta in the corner right. Back out front to Hart. Hart lobs it right-hand side or left-hand side to Connolly. Connolly surrounded by Rue. 10 seconds on the clock. Time to make something happen. Gives it back to DeShane. DeShane travels a little shake and bake. Back to Connolly in the corner for three. It's off. No good. Rebound being fought for and contested. Finally controlled by the Axe at the halftime. They didn't get the shot up at the end of three periods of play. The Cavemen lead by 7, 39-32. We'll be back for the fourth period right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Who's trying to stretch their budget this January? That's pretty much all of us. That's why Abby's is offering this giant pizza that can feed up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hungry people for less than $27. Now, that's an Abby's budget stretching deal. Worried about a no-fun January? Not at Abby's. Dine on our bacon cheddar special. It's delicious and loaded with toppings and real cheese. Plus, it's on sale, and the kids can play some video games. Enjoy fun January at your local Abbey's.
Drill, baby, drill.
That statement might conjure images of gushing oil, and almost everyone could agree we could use more of that. But at Clouser Drilling, we think of the liquid essential for life, flowing water. So while Clouser might not be able to help with the cost of fuel, we can help you source water for your family, garden, and livestock for years to come. For a new well or advice on an underperforming well, call Clouser Drilling for a no-obligation assessment and estimate.
Drill, baby, drill.
Find out more at ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us tonight. Told you this was going to be a good one. Better than I expected. 39-32, Grants Pass up by 7 going into the final 8 minutes here at Heater Newman Gym tonight on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon. 99.7 FM, 1270 AM, streamed at KJO.com. Play is resumed. It's going to be Axe ball inbounds from the sidelines. Again, Yoder over to make the inbounds play on the floor for Grants Pass is DeShane, Traylor, Hart, Rosetta, and Connolly. Ball comes into Perry between the circles now for the purple-clad Axe. Goes left-hand side to Yoder. Yoder surrounded by Traylor. Rolls the ball inside quickly, and a player control foul called on number 35. That'll be Gabriel. Took the man right out. I think that was Connolly. So three fouls on Gabriel now. Inbounds play for the Cavemen in the backcourt. Hart gives the ball in to Zach DeShane. Once again, uncontested, and DeShane just walks the ball down here. 7:45 to play. Cavemen up by 7. Into the forecourt comes DeShane. Flips the ball right-hand side on the wing to Traylor. Back out front to DeShane. Left-hand side to Connolly. Corner to Rosetta. Rosetta up hard to the glass. It's good. He was fouled. So Rosetta gets his third field goal. He's got 9 points in the basketball game and goes to the free throw line looking for one more. And the foul called on... This foul called on Schaefer. And that'll be the third on Schaefer. So Rosetta goes to the free throw line. Deep breath, shot is up. Hits the back of the iron and off. No good. 3 of 4 tonight. Rebound finally controlled by the Axe. Rolls the ball out front. Stolen away, though, by DeShane. Lays one up. No good. Tip up is good by Connolly. So Connolly has 9 points in the basketball game. Ball out front now in the hands of Eckert for the Axe. Ball goes left-hand side, then to Yogurt. And whistle stops the action again. This is away from the ball. This one is going against, I believe, Gabriel again. That's the call. Offensive inside. That's his fourth with 7:09 to play here. 43-32, the Caveman lead in the fourth period over the South Eugene Axe. Waiting for the official to hand the ball over to Mr. Deshane. Deshane just kind of rolls the ball into Connolly. Connolly just rolls it back. Deshane trots it down right now. A little pep in his step as he crosses right front court now. Drives the right-hand side on Heckert. Goes in the corner right-hand side to Hart for three. Ball tipped out of bounds off Rosetta's hands. No! Going to be Caveman basketball. There's a break. So who's going to make the inbounds play? Deshane is, as the Caveman put a box around the key right now. And gets the ball all alone to Hart, left-hand side. Can't buy a three tonight. He's got one is all. And the rebounding action, foul called. I think this one's going against Traylor. We'll see as the official comes to the sidelines. Yes, Traylor. Traylor will pick up his first team foul this quarter on the Grants Pass Caveman. Again, the Caveman showing kind of a zone defense in the backcourt. Long looping pass into the big man on the floor. That's Gabriel, goes left-hand side. And the stuff by Schaefer. So Schaefer gets his fourth point of the basketball game, and it's 43-34. Caveman still lead by nine. Out front with the basketball, Connolly facing that zone defense, drives left-hand side, elevates him 15 feet. It's good for Connolly. So Connolly in double figures now with 11 points in the basketball game, and the Caveman want a timeout. Grant's Pass calls a timeout, 45-34, 6:26 to play. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
We've had a lot of rain this year and a lot more people struggling to make ends meet. But we're happy to announce that the 14th annual Wipeout Hunger Drive at Kelly's Automotive Service will start on January 13th. If you bring in 40 ounces or more Peanut Sun soy or almond butter and 10 or more ounces of jelly to either the Grants Pass or Medford location of Kelly's, we'll exchange that food for wiper blades installed up to $35 in value. Wipeout Hunger ends on February 7th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone. 45-34 in the third period. The Caveman really hit a hot streak. Tim Hart hit a three, and then Zach Deshane really got hot and hit for about 9 points. Well, actually, yeah, 9 points. Had three twos and a three. But right now, it's the ball in the hands of the Axe. Yoder facing that Grants Pass zone defense. And the ball comes in to Gabriel in the backcourt. Traffic clears, and Gabriel brings it down between the circles right now. Squares off against Hart. Tries to drive by Hart, left inside. Lost the basketball, picked up by Connolly up to Traylor. Traylor lays it up, and off the follow by Yoder is no good. Yoder pulls it down for the stolen away again by Traylor. Traylor gets the ball back to Rosetta. Rosetta lead pass out to Connolly. He goes to the basket this time, and it's blocked. Picked up again this time by Gabriel. Gabriel's outlet comes up to Perry, right-hand side on the wing. Looks down below, finds Gabriel coming down the lane, and a foul called underneath. Shot was no good. This will go against the Caveman. Let's see whose number is lucky. Traylor. Traylor will pick up his second at the free throw line. Is Elijah Gabriel. This is the first free throw attempt by the Yaks in the basketball game. Shot is up, hits the back of the iron, the front of the iron, and then drops through. Hart gets a little breather, and McKittrick comes into the basketball game. One more shot coming for Gabriel. Ends at the knee, shot is up, hits the back of the iron, off, no good. Rebound. Goes out of bounds off of Schaefer. It'll be Grants Pass ball in. Bounce the inline, fire out of the floor. And Traylor is there and gives the ball up to Mr. Deshane. And here comes pressure to the backcourt for the first time in a while by the Axe. Man-to-man on the drive. DeShane right into the forecourt. Not uncontested, but unfazed. Ball goes right-hand side to Connolly. Connolly, a little shake and bake going to the corner right-hand side. Surrounded there. Bounce pass down low to Rosetta. Rosetta goes up with a shot, and he's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for a couple of more. Shot didn't go in. Rosetta can beat you from the free throw line. So Gabriel will pick up the foul again. That's five. That's five for Gabriel. He's done. He'll leave with 5:29 to play. They're not going to change the number, are they? There's some discussion going on right now. There's the fifth foul, the announcement. He's fouled out of the basketball game. I wonder what took so long to figure that one out. The Rance Pass student buddy saying, so long, goodbye. Well, at any rate, we won't sing it for you. No, my choir instructor told me a long time ago to, during a concert, Chuck, you sing very quietly. Okay. So we've got the right number of players on the floor again. At the free throw line is Jordan Rosetta, 3-for-4 tonight from the charity stripe. Three dribbles, one more, deep breath, deep knee bend, shot is up, front of the iron, off. One more coming for the big guy. 9 points in the basketball game, one more will put him in double figures. He'll be the third caveman in double figures. Connolly has 11. DeShane has 11. Shot is up and good. 4 of 6 for the big guy. 46-35. Grants pass by 11. Lead pass up left-hand side to Rue. Back inside in the corner to Yoder. Back outside on the wing to Harry. Off no good. Long rebound being chased down by Rue. And a foul called, I think, on DeShane. And if it is, it's kind of one of those pity-pat things. It's, come on, you know. No, it is on DeShane. That'll be his second. Inbounds play from the sideline, just in front of his own bench. Ball comes from Perry for the axe. Gives it to Yoder. Yoder lobs it left-hand side to Rue. On the wing, left-hand side to Karch. Back into the corner, then to Perry. Down low to Yoder. Yoder takes the ball out, shovels back in the corner, gets the ball back on the wing, shoots the three himself off the back of the iron. Long rebound into the hands of Connolly. Sees nothing but purple shirts in front of him. Slows it down. Drops the ball back to DeShane. Grants pass up by 11 with the basketball now with 4:52 to play. Right front court for Connolly. Right-hand side then to Traylor in the corner. Back out front. Connolly puts the ball on his hip. Then comes left-hand side to DeShane. DeShane looks inside. Back right-hand side to Rosetta. Came in content to run some time off the basketball right now with the 11-point lead. Ball out front here to Connolly. Connolly left front court. Drives the right-hand side to the free throw line, elevates him there. It's short off the front of the iron, but picked up by Rosetta, put back up. No good. Rosetta's had a real battle inside. It's been pretty physical in there. Ball comes out of bounds. It's going to be Axe basketball. Yoder comes back to make the inbounds play. And again, that full court zone pressure by the Cavemen. Yoder gets the ball in left-hand side to Schaefer, long pass up to Rue, back to Yoder. Yoder left-hand side to Perry. Perry wing left, looks inside. Spins, then comes back out front to Yoder, top of the key, right-hand side to Schaefer. Schaefer looks down low. Can't find anybody breaking free, gets himself, goes left-hand side to Yoder on the wing, back out front to Perry from the wing for three. It's, oh, bounced about three times before it went through. Head of the forecourt quickly. DeShane back on the attack. Goes right-hand side on the wing to Traylor. Back out front to Connolly. Connolly left-hand side to McKittrick. Gets in the paint. Lays one up. That is good. And McKittrick gets his first two of the basketball game. And the Cavemen lead is 10. 48-38. 3:36 to play. Ball left-hand side to Keckert. Brings down left-hand side. Three-point attempt just across the timeline. Ball up. Off. No good. Yoder rebounds. Brings it right back out to the top of the key. Shot there is off. No good. This rebound controlled by Traylor. Taylor protects the basketball as traffic clears, drops it right back to DeShane. DeShane saunters down the floor, crosses the timeline, flips the ball left front court to Conley. Conley waits for some pressure to come after him, then puts the ball on the floor. Slides to the right-hand side, right front court now. Still squared off against Perry. Drives, penetrates, gets inside, goes up with the shot, no good. Rebound picked up by Rue. Long pass out to Yoder. Yoder has McKittrick in front of him, and McKittrick fouls him. So McKittrick will pick up the infraction. That's his second of the night. At the free throw line right now, number 45, Calvin Yoder. His first trip there. He's got 13 points in the basketball game on 5 twos and a three. South Eugene calls the timeout. 2:55 showing on the clock. The Cavemen's lead is 48-38. It's 10. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
The biggest 2 minutes and 55 seconds coming up for the Grants Pass Cavemen so far this year. 10 points away from their first conference win of the season and their first conference game against a highly regarded South Eugene team. It's 48-38, 2:55 to play here in the fourth period. A lot of coaching being done on both sides right now. Coach Jesse conversing with former coach Jeff Houston here. Caven come back on the floor, comes out with Rosetta, McKittrick, DeShane, Traylor, and Connolly. At the free throw line, number 45 is Calvin Yoder. First trip there. He's a scorer, though. He's been their go-to man tonight. Shot is up. Good. That's his 14th and makes it a 9-point game. And there's his 15th, and that makes it an 8-point game. It's 48-40. Inbounds play to Rosetta. Back to DeShane. DeShane drives down all the way. Spins out front with the basketball. Being bothered all the way by Heckert. Ball goes right-hand side to Conley. Conley right front court. Has the ball slapped away by Rue off the sidelines. Conley will make the inbounds play. Actually, Rosetta comes over and says, I'll make the inbounds play. As the Caveman had his head up a screen, jumping into the backcourt. Ball goes into the backcourt, then quickly to DeShane. Double team there, quickly over to Conley. Conley back over to Rosetta, flips it up to Rosetta. Back to DeShane. DeShane has a lane, goes all the way, tries to go up with the shot, and a foul called. I think he's going to the free throw line for a couple. Who is he attacking? Let's see. Number 13, Rue. Rue will pick up his fourth at the free throw line is Zach DeShane. DeShane has 11 points in the basketball game so far. First shot is up and good. That's his 12th point. Makes it a 9-point game, 49-40. One more shot coming for the point guard. Shot is up and good. 13 points for DeShane. 50-40 the score right now. Once again, a 10-point game. In the backcourt, Yoder. Long pass up. Stolen away by Rosetta. Rosetta gets the ball to DeShane. DeShane protects the ball as the traffic clears. Drives the left-hand side. Flips the ball out to the right-hand side. And a timeout called by head coach Joel Jesse. With 2:15 to play, the Cavemen up by 10. He wants a 1-minute timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back. The Cavemen's lead is 10 here in the fourth period with 2:15 to play against the South Eugene Axe. There's the buzzer calling both teams back to the floor. The Axe are already out. Here comes the Cavemen with McKittrick, DeShane, Connolly, Kraler, and Rosetta. Rosetta will bring the ball inbounds from the sideline just in front of his own bench, actually between the scorer's table and his own bench. Facing some pretty good big guys right in front of him. Trailer is also right in front of him. DeShane cuts into the backcourt, takes the pass. He'll come back uncontested. Ball comes left-hand side to Connolly, then high post to Rosetta. Back out front to McKittrick. Right-hand side to DeShane. DeShane up to Connolly. Connolly left-hand side to Trailer. Trailer looks around, drives to the baseline, elevates, kicks the ball right-hand side to McKittrick, who puts it up and in. Great move by the Grants Pass Cavemen. McKittrick has four, and the Cavemen's lead is 12. Long pass down to Yoder, left-hand side, then to Perry. Perry back to Yoder, wing left-hand side, back out front to Yoder. Yoder will shoot for three. This one's off, no good. Rebound chased out of bounds, and Grants Pass basketball. Rosetta actually put his body in front of Perry. He was really trying to get to that basketball. Full court pressure by the Cav, by the Axe right now. DeShane corner at the baseline, far end of the floor, loops the ball into Rosetta. Rosetta up quickly to Connolly. Three on two break. Connolly brings it right back out front, and the Cavemen will go into that once again modified four quarter situation. Ball left hand side, and a foul called, I think, on number 13. That'll be Rue. No, number 14. Heckert. Karch Heckert will pick up his first infraction of the basketball game. That's the sixth foul on the X, and will put on the free throw line Zach DeShane, who is 2 for 2. Shots up. Good. 3 for 3, and that's his 14th point. 53-40. Grants Pass by 13, and substitutions coming in from the bench for the X. I think the coach just cleared his bench. So one more shot coming for DeShane. Shot is up and good. DeShane 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 15 points in the basketball game. Inbounds pass slapped away by Trailer out of bounds. 54-40. Grants Pass leading by 14. Inbounds play coming from number 33, Roscoe Crace Caster. Ball comes in the backcourt. DeShane got his hand on the basketball. It almost went out of bounds. Like maybe it did. Yeah, it did. Because the Axe will bring the ball back in bounds, and they'll flip the ball into the backcourt with a lot of new players on the floor. And give us a moment to recognize here. Number 14, Keckert, with the basketball out front. Drives the left-hand side. Comes all the way down. Kicks the ball back out. And a traveling call. Ball will go right back to Grants Pass. With a minute 18 to play, leading by 14. Ed DeShane will bring the ball inbounds. Ball comes into Connolly in the backcourt. He gets full court pressure. Man-to-man. Ball to DeShane. DeShane into the forecourt, right front court. Spins the right-hand side, looks for help. Lobs it left-hand side to Connolly, left front court. And Connolly backs away. Slides off to the right-hand side there. starts to penetrate, still moving with the basketball in Conley's hands, wants to go all the way. He was looking for a lane to the back bucket. Drew the foul. He'll go to the free throw line. Foul called on number 14 again, Heckert. That'll be his second of the night. So Conley will go to the free throw line. One for one so far tonight, has 11 points in the basketball game. Shot is up and good. So he's got 12. Rosetta's in double figures with 10. DeShane, the leading scorer with, what did I say, about 15. Is that right? One more shot coming for Conley. That shot is up. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound, punt forward, controlled by Traylor. Brings the ball out to DeShane. DeShane to McKittrick. 40 seconds on the clock. DeShane, right front court. Puts the ball on the floor. Drives to the top of the key. Then backs away, back to right-hand side. Was looking for Traylor, but Traylor had just made a cut inside the lane. Ball goes out of bounds. It's Axe basketball with 36.6 seconds left to play in the contest. We got a, no, not a timeout, but head coach Jesse has just cleared his bench. And we'll get to know some more young men. Let's see. Preston Gerlitz is in. I believe Bronk is in. I've got two Ely, so it's going to be Bronk and Dirk. Ball out front now. Bronk chasing him. Drive to the basket for the Axe is off. No good. Whistle stops the action. 28 seconds left. Foul called on number 12. That'll be on Bronk Ely. And at the free throw line, number 14, Heckard, going to the free throw line. His first trip there. Shot is up and good. That's his first point of the night. And one more shot coming for that young man. Shot is up and good. So he hits two for two from the free throw line. 55-42. Inbounds play quickly comes into Bronk. Back right hand side. Long pass down the floor. It's still going to be Grant's Pass basketball as he goes out of bounds. Was deflected by Heckard. So Dirk Ely will make the inbounds play. Goes up to Johnson, pardon me, up to Gerlitz. Drives, a whistle called. 18 seconds left. And the foul called on 23. I don't have a 23 on my roster. All right. Shot is up and good, though, for Gerlitz. That's his first point tonight. One more shot coming for the young man. And it's up and good. 5'11 junior. His first varsity action here in the conference season. Shot is up for three, and it's buried by Heckert. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Comes over to number 15 for Grants Pass, whom I also don't have. Ball drives to the right-hand side. Have to check the varsity roster. There's the buzzer. Final score, 57-45. The Grants Pass Cavemen pick up a win tonight, and that will be much appreciated. Once again, 57-45, the final score. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Who's trying to stretch their budget this January? That's pretty much all of us. That's why Abby's is offering this giant pizza that can feed up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hungry people for less than $27. Now, that's an Abby's budget stretching deal. Worried about a no-fun January? Not at Abby's. Dine on our Bacon Bacon Cheddar Special. It's delicious and loaded with toppings and real cheese. Plus, it's on sale, and the kids can play some video games. Enjoy fun January at your local Abby's.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here. Awaiting the arrival of head coach Joel Jesse. I know he had to get away early tonight, but I still expect him up here momentarily. So please step back. There he is, arriving right now as we speak. As he... Okay.
I'm here, Chuck. I'm here, Chuck.
Okay. Coach, did you have as much fun as I did tonight?
Yeah. Yeah. The first half, not so much, but I like those... I like those competitive games, and I like it even better when we talk about making adjustments at half, and then our players understanding what we're trying to get done, and all that hard work and playing 7 top 10 teams in the state, you know, pays off, you know, after a while. Tonight, you know, we were without Peyton Bruner. They were out there, best player, you know, and We did a good job. Kingston Conley started us hot, and then we had some other players step up.
You came out of the gate, and suddenly the Axe were saying, "Wait a minute, these are not the cavemen we were expecting." Up 6-0 early. Was that planned?
We talked about it. You know, Coach Olson has a not a literal saying, but punch him in the face, meaning go out and get him right at the gate. And you know, we haven't used that once this year. We saved it for league, and, you know, we really talked about, you know, being 0-0 and the other games that we played really don't matter anymore. And our boys were hungry. You know, they worked hard, you know, this summer. And also, you know, we got beat up on quite a bit playing, you know, those teams up in Portland and the teams in California that we played. And we're able to learn some stuff tonight, make some adjustments after we got down again. And, you know, they're pretty resilient. We cleaned up our rebounding the second half.
Yes,
we only had one rebound in the first quarter, Chuck. I don't know if you were paying attention to that. But
I do know after you went out that 6-0 lead, they actually won the first quarter fairly significantly. I think 19-13. They won it by 6 points.
Yeah. Yeah, but then we did a pretty good job of holding them to 6 points the second quarter.
We started the second period big.
We started playing our defense. You know, they started running they ran an offense that I ran when I coached at a different high school with a bunch of girls, and I knew it was coming, and we taught our boys how to defend it because I've ran it and I know how to defend it. And we had a couple players that didn't understand fully, even though we practiced it yesterday, and finally, they started getting it. You know, they finally didn't understand. So all the looks that they got became harder and harder as the game started ticking away.
All right, third period, you put on another run, and DeShane just got hotter than a pistol.
Yep, he can do that. You know, he's a true point guard. You know, he tries to get his teammates open shots. So he sacrifices some of his offense for the betterment of the team. And, you know, he knows that now that Peyton's out, that, you know, as a senior, it's one of his responsibilities when we need to go get a bucket. Sometimes he'll go up and do that. He did that Summit for about a 2-minute spread too. So he's capable of doing it. And he knows when to pick the time and when the team needs it. And he did a great job tonight.
What I saw tonight was Conley actually carried the team, it seemed like, on Tuesday night. But tonight it was a team effort, and it looks like they were looking at each other from Conley to Traylor. And That's first really good action I've seen out of Traylor tonight. He can rebound. He can shoot. He can defend.
He's probably our best defender right now. When Peyton's out on the floor, he is. But, you know, the reason as why he's a freshman, you know, he's getting better and better. You didn't get to see him the first 13 games or so. Played very passive. As each game's getting there, we challenge him on just little things. You know, he used to going from eighth grade and scoring 25 points to varsity. Had a really good talk with him this week and really told him to focus on the defense and don't value offense for yourself. The offense will come in a couple of years for you, you know, where you start maturing and getting bigger. But right now, this team, for us to accomplish our goal, needs to be focused on defending, and boy, he did a great job tonight on their best player.
Well, he had a little offense too there. He had 9 points.
Oh, yeah. He made one shot right down there where he got fouled. They didn't call it, but they did call it. Sorry. I apologize. And he made it.
If you're listening in a striped shirt, we didn't mean it.
No, I didn't mean it. No, the referees did a phenomenal job tonight. They did a great job. We had a phenomenal crew tonight. But James is just getting better and better. You know, Tim, our two shooters, kind of had an off night. Tim and Grady. Tim hit one. I'm not sure if Grady hit one, but, you know, when those two finally figure it out and they can just kind of relax and not worry about the shot going in and do everything that they practice, you know, we're going to need them on the road. You know,
yeah,
on the road.
Only hit three threes tonight.
Yeah, on the road, those two guys have to hit shots for us, and they know it, and I think they feel the pressure of it quite a bit. And you know, they'll get there as our season progresses a little bit. You know, they'll get there, and I have confidence that you know, they'll do it.
Okay, you're undefeated in conference play so far.
It's the goal.
That's the goal. All right, and you get to go on the road next Tuesday night to face the Panthers at South Medford. You get to ride in the new bus.
Yeah, the new bus. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen that. That's pretty nice.
Yeah. I didn't even know that was coming.
I didn't either.
All of a sudden, I just saw the district post.
Yeah.
Post the picture of the white and white and blue, caveman bus, and so now we get to ride in a little bit of style, and we get to wear our pride as we go up and down that I-5.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so we are GP. All right. Any thoughts about South Medford, or just want to savor this one for a little bit?
No, you know, South Medford, you know, predominantly has won our league. I don't know how many years in a row, but, you know, we've seen them a little bit. You know, I'm sure they've gotten a little bit better. They've got a transfer from Wairika that's kind of their main dude. They're young, kind of like we are, and you know, I think we're totally capable of beating them on the road. You know, it'll be our most important game. Every game now that we're in league, you know, we've got to win out to accomplish our goals and what we've tried to achieve. So, you know, we'll be ready. We'll have them scouted. We know who their top players are, and we know what we'll do to have to take the ball away from them. James will be guarding that guy from Wairika and create a little bit of havoc. And, you know, I think Jordan, you know, that will be the tallest team that we play this season in our league. And
South will be.
South Eugene was. So South Medford and everybody else, you know, they don't have necessarily the full height. The 7-footer from Sheldon transferred to Churchill along with his brother. So Jordan, we should start seeing Jordan's points per game start getting up. Since he won't have like 3 or 4 6-foot, 3 6-foot-4 guys waiting there to try to block him. So I think we'll have
pretty
a little
physical under there for him tonight, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he did a phenomenal job tonight. You know, he didn't have some of his shots go down, but at the rim, he did pretty well job tonight.
All right. Well, Coach, in the pregame when we talked, you used the word grit. Saw some grit tonight, folks.
I did. These kids have been gritty, you know, other than the games that we've lost by 40, and they just kind of felt hopeless and helpless. And, you know, other than that, even the games that we're winning, you know, we talked about just making sure we're getting better when we're playing the number one team in state, number five team in state, number seven team in state, number nine. You know, we just keep preaching like that we're building. And grit and EAT are acronyms for our program, and we try to live and die by that. So,
all right, Coach. Well, congratulations on the grit tonight. Take that grit with you to South Medford next Tuesday night. We'll be there.
Sounds good. All right. See ya. Thank you.
Head coach. right here for you tonight, folks. Thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 30 seconds and run down the final game for you.
We've had a lot of rain this year and a lot more people struggling to make ends meet. But we're happy to announce that the 14th annual Wipeout Hunger Drive at Kelly's Automotive Service will start on January 13th. If you bring in 40 ounces or more of Peanut Sun soy or almond butter and 10 or more ounces of jelly to either the Grants Pass or Medford location of Kelly's, we'll exchange that food for wiper blades installed up to $35 in value. Wipeout Hunger ends on February 7th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Time to recap tonight's statistics, courtesy of the Indoor Air Man and Andrew, Energy Conservation Specialist. Let's run that down now. First of all, Grant's passes scoring came on 21 field goals, 3 3-pointers. There were 12 of 16 from the free throw line. That's 75%. Whistle for 11 fouls compared to 16 fouls for the Axe. Their scoring came on 19 field goals and 3 3-pointers. They were 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Grants Pass trailed by the end of the first period by 6, 19-13, won the second period by a score of 10-6 to trail by 2, 25-23 at the half court, at halftime mark. Won the third period by a score of 16-5 and led 39-32, never trailed after that point. Went into fourth period, 18-13, final score 57-45. We'll run down some individual numbers right after this word from the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
First of all, for the South Eugene Axe, Elijah Gabriel had 6 field goals, 1 3-pointer, was 1 for 2 at the free throw line, 14 points tonight. He fouled out with 5:29 left to play in the contest. Their other big guy, Calvin Yoder, had 6 field goals, 1 3-pointer, was 2 for 2 from the free throw line. He ended with 15 points tonight, and he was the leading scorer for the South Eugene Axe. Now we'll focus on Grants Pass, who we got to see everybody play tonight. Let me see. Dirk Ely got in. Bronk Ely got in. Picked up a single foul. Bobby Dishman. Preston Gerlitz went to the free throw line. Hit 2 free throws. 2 for 2. 2 points tonight. No fouls. Weston Berg didn't score. Go to the free throw line. Picked up a single foul with significant minutes. Grady McHittrick. 2 field goals. 0 for 2 from the free throw line. That's unusual for Grady. 4 points and 2 fouls. Jameis Traylor had 9 points on 4 field goals. 1 3-pointer and 2 fouls. Let's see, Tim Hart had 2 field goals, a 2 out of 3, 5 points, and 2 fouls. Jordan Rosetta, 3 field goals, 4 for 6 from the free throw line. That's 10 points. Let's see, Kingston Conley, 5 field goals, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. He had 12 points. And Zach DeShane had 5 field goals, 4 twos and a 3, and 4 for 4 from the free throw line. That's 15 points. He was the leading scorer for the Grants Pass Cavemen tonight. He had 2 fouls. Tonight's scoring summary, courtesy of the Indoor Airman, a team of dedicated pros determined to make a difference one house at a time. We'll name the player of the game after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Drill, baby, drill.
That statement might conjure images of gushing oil, and almost everyone could agree we could use more of that. But at Clouser Drilling, we think of the liquid essential for life, flowing water. So while Clouser might not be able to help with the cost of fuel, we can help you source water for your family, garden, and livestock for years to come. For a new well or advice on an underperforming well, call Clouser Drilling for a no-obligation assessment and estimate.
Drill, baby, drill.
Find out more at ClouserDrilling.com.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Tonight's player of the game brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. And we're going to look right now to a Young man's played a lot of ball, both on the gridiron and here on the hardwoods for Grants Pass in the last 3 years. He is a senior, 5'9", had 4 field goals, a 3-point shot tonight, or 5 field goals. That's 4 threes, 4 twos and a 3, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Leading scorer for Grants Pass tonight with 15 points, lots of assists, lots of ball handling. Zach DeShane, tip of the hat, our player of the game, brought to you by Valvoline. And we'll wrap things up after this word from Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all of your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Cavemen go to 5-8 overall, 1-0 in conference play after a big win over the South Eugene Axe tonight. Well, for for Aaron Stone, Staffing Radio Control tonight, executive producer is Brian Diotti. I'm Chuck Benson reminding you the final score tonight, the Grants Pass Cavemen 57, the South Eugene Axe 45. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.